Letters to Daniel, Volume 5. Letter 310 Bravo. Overthrowing the Midwest Power of Witchcraft. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015, in the first month, on the 18th day of the first month.
Dear Dan, here is the Word of God authorizing this work of God. The Book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 12 through 18. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, echelon 1.0, against powers, echelon 1.1, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, echelon 1.2. Against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, echelon 1.3. Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, 1, we establish central strategy. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, 2, and guard mission critical systems. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. 3, with transportation omnipotent. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. 4, we defend against all accusations. And take the helmet of salvation. 5, and we protect our command and control centers. And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. 6, we are ready at all times to strike the enemy. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. 7, having secure communications with headquarters. Being watchful to this end. 8, with vigilant reconnaissance. With all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. 9, we remember and honor our fellow soldiers. Hear therefore our prayer for deliverance. Dear Lord God Almighty, we pray that, in accordance with your word, the Holy Scriptures, you would hear our prayers and supplications, to undo and unseat the power of witchcraft over the Midwest of the United States of America. Render this power powerless by your word omnipotent, and by the blood of the Lamb most precious, your Son Jesus Christ. Give, we pray, to all your servants, clear understanding in wrestling with this power. May the people of the Son be absolutely victorious in obeying the Word. For it is written, the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 8. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. May these words of the King be effective in accomplishing the total and complete destruction of the works of the devil. In Jesus' name, Amen. The Book of Psalms, chapter 19, verses 1 through 14. To the chief musician, a Psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run a race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. The Book of Psalms, Chapter 91, Verses 1-16. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust, surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look, and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver Him. I will set Him on high, because He has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble. I will deliver Him and honor Him. With long life I will satisfy Him, and show Him my salvation. Therefore, we say to the power of witchcraft assigned to the Midwest of the United States of America, by the word of the Lord God Almighty, we take this stand against you. Effective immediately with the saying and hearing of these words, your power is hereby broken and made powerless by the blood of the Lamb Jesus. Let the King of Kings displace all your works with His word omnipotent. Amen. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
You say was deaf until he heard. I was senseless till I met the one who